Welcome to the Unbreakable Mindset Podcast, your burst of weekly inspiration to keep your mindset on track to manifest your greatest desires. I am Jude Dawn, your host, a world-renowned mindset coach, helping my clients and now you, the listener, to break free of the mental struggle, find contentment, meaning, and purpose in your life.
Morning everyone. So this is going out slightly later than usual on Tuesday because it's currently Tuesday morning at 7:30 and I am just recording this episode. Various things, just the quality of the one that was meant to go out wasn't great. And then yesterday my little boy had the most violent little sickness bug. So I was semi-working from home yesterday but could do nothing about the podcast, so I am recording it on the day, which feels really weird, but there we go, you're still going to get an episode. The topic for today's episode is something that I said I would do for you a couple of episodes ago, which was combating your fear of worrying what other people think. Because it's something that comes up, I would say, for all of my clients before they start working with me. So I want you to think about, before we get into the coping mechanisms, the tools you can use, or the revelations, I want you to think about right now, what do you not do for a fear of what other people think? How do you show up with a fear of what other people think? And it's really important to understand, first of all, what it's stopping you from doing, because then you will start to see the value you're missing out on, or even the value that other people are missing out on in you because you're not showing up as you. So park that to one side for a moment, because if you do worry what other people think, then you'll know exactly how that shows up for you. It could be on a daily basis. It could be at work in meetings. It could be that you don't do the thing that you'd really love to do for a fear of failure. For a fear of what other people think if you were to show up or fail or whatever. So let's break it down. In terms of what other people think, everyone has their own opinion, and it's mostly based on our perceptions or a snapshot of what we see. So if that's the case, and some people go on their perceptions, so for example, if somebody met me briefly and all they saw was my big flash car and, I don't know, the fact that I always have makeup on and dress smart, they might think, oh, she's a right pricker, or, you know, she loves herself or whatever. And I can't control people's perceptions of what they think of me, because their perceptions are based on them not feeling good enough if that's what they see when they see me, versus somebody else who might be in a great headspace and see me, I don't know, with my makeup on, dress nice, get out my fancy car, they might think, oh God, look at her, like she's done so well for herself. Like, it's a different perception and I can't control either of those. So that's one thing to be aware of. One, we have no control over what people think. The second one is when somebody actually meets you, then they might change their opinion of you based on what they see in front of them, okay? Now, this is when you have to start thinking about, how are you showing up? Because if you're showing up as a watered-down version of yourself because you're worried you might say something wrong or people will judge you in a certain way, then I guess you're showing up as a real watered version of you rather than who you want to be seen as or who you might show up as with your best mate. Yeah, and that's a really good like parallel to compare to. Like, who do you show up as with your best mate? Who do you show up as with your family at home? Who do you show up as with your closest people? Versus what do the people at work see? What do new people that you meet see? And if they're two different people, then you probably need to do a little bit of work on that. Because one, there's a reason why your family and friends love you. And that's the side that you'd probably want to other people to see. Not this watered down version who kind of keeps quiet or doesn't see anything for a fear of judgment. The other thing that I also want you to remember is, even though I've gone down the route of going, they might think this or they might think that, they will think it for a nanosecond either way. Because as soon as they've passed you in the street or had a conversation with you, they go back to their own problems, their own life, their own worries, their own concerns. They don't spend all their time thinking about you. So for example, if you messed up at work and your worry is, oh my God, everyone's going to think I'm rubbish at my job, everyone's going to think this or that, the likelihood is 99% of the time they're not thinking about you. So if you compartmentalize that and think about how much time you're worried about what other people think versus how much time people actually do think of you, it's so small in comparison that actually, with that revelation, why should you worry what other people think when what they do think is so limited of you anyway? The person that thinks of you more than anyone in the world is you. You worry how you show up. You worry what other people think. You worry about what you come across as. Whereas everyone else just takes a snapshot and then they go back to their life. They go back to worrying about what they're doing that day or how they're showing up in the world. Like, the irony is that I would say 75% of people that you meet with are worried about what other people think of them as well. So again, a really important thing to think about. If you think about reframing, okay, this is a classic thing that we do in coaching. It's reframing a thought. So instead of it being limiting, it's empowering, okay? So it's like, a good example of this would be like, oh my God, if you just walked around all the time thinking, oh my God, what if I fail? The reframe of that is, how am I going to succeed? Because what if I fail gives you all, evokes emotions of, oh my God, like, this could happen, that could happen, and then you go down this rabbit hole of like worst case scenarios, versus if you ask yourself, how can I succeed? What you then do is give yourself a list of actions so you're working towards your goal. It's a beautiful reframe, and we can do that with everything. So rather than worrying about what do people think of me, I would reframe that, and I would reframe it to, how do you want to be seen? Yeah. So rather than fearing what other people think, I want you to start showing up how you want to be seen. So if you want to be seen as funny or outgoing or chatty or caring or empathetic or supportive, then what would you need to do to show that skill set? Yeah. And I would also ask yourself as well, this is a really lovely tool that I do with my one-on-one clients, is I want you to start thinking about your positive personality traits. And I'm sure I've done this in an episode before, thinking about your positive personality traits. So if you are somebody who is the go-to person at work because everyone knows actually, you know, Jude, you're the helpful one, or if you go to Jude with a problem, she'll support you to find the answer. And I want you to remember, the majority of your good traits is what people will remember you for, as long as you're showing up as that. Yeah. And then think about, what are your development areas when you are, I don't know, just in the schoolyard, picking up your little one? How do you show up then, and how do you want to be seen? How do you want to be seen in a meeting? Yeah, because that's really important. At work, how do you want to be seen at work? And how do you think you're being seen? So start to unpack it all and use it all to reframe the positive. So rather than fearing what other people think, I want you to start showing up how you want to be seen. That is so much more powerful, so much more empowering. And it will massively support you to start stepping into the person you want to become. Because if you were to look at your vision board and the things that you are wanting to manifest, I would ask yourself, what is the cost of you worrying what other people think in terms of what is it stopping you achieving on your vision board because you're not taking aligned action? And just remember, yeah, it's all well and good listening to amazing podcasts and reading all the books, but if you are not taking aligned action and nothing changes, nothing changes. So start to think about and do the work. If you are listening to this in the car, if you're listening to this in the gym, make a conscious effort when you go home to start doing some practical stuff on this, whether it's looking at your vision board, whether it's thinking about painful areas where worrying what other people think shows up for you. I want you to start and unwire that. Become an observer of people who show up who don't look like they worry what other people think. What does that look like? So I'm going to leave you with that. Have an amazing week, everyone. I have a guest coming on next week's episode as well. But take the time and remember, worrying what other people think will absolutely keep you small and sabotage your goals and desires. Thank you so much for listening to the Unbreakable Mindset podcast with me, your host, Jude Daunt. If you have enjoyed this episode, then please do share with others. And it would mean a huge deal to me if you would rate, review, follow, and subscribe on your podcast app. This will allow the podcast to keep growing and going to new audiences. And if you want to know all the ways in which you can work with me directly, please visit judedaunt.coaching.co.uk. The links will be in the show notes.